this one's a bit repulsive, but have you ever heard of anybody making a dish out of hog's blood?
Yes, I have, but I thought that was a German dish. Yeah. What's it called? Like blood sausage, but I think they call it something else. I've heard to take intestines and fill them up with blood and cook them. Some psychologist, David Henderson, was telling me about this. I never have seen anybody. He said it was really good. It's not one of our usual breakfast dishes.
Have you ever heard of, this would probably, say taking the juice from the head cheese and mixing it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, cooking it that way. Have you ever heard anything like that?
I've heard of stuff like that. Well, that was the same psychologist at Henderson. He went into just a whole culinary lecture one day about all these things you could do with strange parts of a hog, but
primitive Arkansas cooking.
Probably so. He wanted to know how many people in the class knew about it. I think one or two did, but I was not familiar with it.
Well, have you ever heard of anything called scrapple?
I think that's what they called it. And he says you can buy it in the store.
I really in cans. I feel like an idiot asking that because I really never seen it before.
Well, he said you can buy it in the store. He loves scrapple, and he calls it a German term.
Yeah.
But I've forgotten what the name of it was. But somebody else in the class, when he described it, said that's scrapple, and he said yes, that is an Arkansas term for it, but the German term for it is something else. You know? Yeah. And
as a matter of fact, Arkansas is the only place I've ever gotten any response to that question. As a matter of fact, never got anything in Alabama or Tennessee or Mississippi.
Well, this man is, I assume, has German origins, or his wife does, because he was describing, most of the people in the class, and they came from all over Arkansas, had no idea what he was talking about. Well, and I wouldn't have if I had been in that class when he was talking about it.
What about this thick sour milk that you can keep?
Sour cream?
Or
you're talking about clabber?
Yeah.
Now, my grandmother talked about clabber. She kept it, made it, and I don't know what she did, ate it. Maybe it's similar to yogurt, I don't know. She never could get me to drink it. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
But she kept it, my grandmother did.
Can you make anything from that?
I imagine. I never have. I just don't.
Could you make cottage cheese from it?
You probably could.
Well, say after a farmer has milked his cows, what would you say he should do to the milk to get the impurities out?
Pasteurize.
Pasteurize it, or say if he just passed it through a fine wire mesh, you'd say that he was going to
strain it. I don't know.
What about something that you make for dessert in a deep dish? Say, take slices of maybe apples or peaches.
Cobbler.
Now, is a cobbler the same thing as a pie to you?
Not exactly. Because a pie is usually not as deep a dish, as you say. And a cobbler is usually runnier. I don't know why. I mean, it doesn't seem to hold together. Like a slice of pie, you can pick it up and put it on a plate. But a cobbler, you quite often have to use a spoon, spoon it up. It's just a runnier thing. They're good, though. They're good.
Well, so this expression, say if somebody has a good appetite, you'd say that, well, so-and-so really likes to put away his
food.
Ever heard that said any other way? Anything
put away
food?
Chow.
Chow. Do you ever hear people around here say vittles?
Really not.
You know.
That's Beverly Hillbillies was my first
exposure to vittles.
Vittles, right.